personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
It's time for testimonies. Hallelujah. I believe that our lives are becoming better because of the testimonies we hear every week. And this morning, I want you to help me welcome Miriam Date to give us her testimony. Please put your hands together as we welcome Miriam to give us her testimony. Please clap for her, encourage her as she comes on stage. Miriam Date.
My name is Miriam Date. I'm an elder in the UPS church and I'm a dancing star. My testimony is about how God healed me from mumps, which is an infection that causes your jaw to swell, by the communion and the prayers of our father, Bishop Dykewood Mills. 3 weeks ago, I developed a swell on the left side of my jaw. And I didn't know what it was, so I went to the hospital for a checkup, and I was told that I had mumps, and there was an infection that you could get when you contact someone else who has mumps. And I hadn't been around anyone that I know of who had mumps, so I was really sad. I couldn't eat, I couldn't chew anything. It was difficult to even drink water, and I easily got dehydrated too, so I was really, really in much pain. So whilst I was in bed, I was praying, and I was also listening to the message of our daddy, this particular camp, Builders Anointing. And before that, my daddy called me. He's a pastor, and he told me he had a vision that I had gone on a visitation, and someone around the compound came to peep at me and threw something spiritually at me. That was the reason why I had that development. And in the message, Bishop was saying that sometimes when you are in the ministry, you need to go through certain tribulations to show that you've reached a certain height in ministry. So I felt encouraged that, okay, maybe because of the visitation that I went through, someone else was trying to attack me. And God has given me strength to overcome. So I believed in the prayers of our daddy. And I took the communion that if I take this communion, Bishop had prayed on the communion that we will receive our healing. The doctor told me on Wednesday that if by Wednesday I wasn't better, I had to be admitted. But on Wednesday, the swell had become bigger. And I said, no, I wouldn't be admitted. I'll take the communion and I'll believe in the prayers. On Thursday, the swell reduced. Friday, it had gone. And Saturday, I was feeling very better. And on Sunday, I was able to come to church. The swell was supposed to go in 2 weeks' time, but it took just a week for me to get better. And I believe it was because of the communion and the prayers of our daddy. Daddy, I want to say thank you very much for your prayers. The prayers are real. The communion is very, very powerful. And there's anointing in the message. Let's listen to it over and over again, and we'll be blessed. Thank you.
Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? The prayers of our Father are really working. Amen. We have another testimony. Please help me welcome Emmanuel Interfo to share his testimony with us.
Hallelujah. My name is Emmanuel Lewis Interfo Jr., Dr. Interfo Jr., and I am a church planter by the grace of God in the First Love Town Church, where I also play instruments. I work at Ridge Hospital, and I'm saying that because my testimony concerns me passing my licensure exam. And I'm very excited about that. I feel very much blessed, but I want to also share it because I feel that it fits quite well with the teachings we've had over the years in First Love Church by Bishop Dykewood Mills. And so if you don't mind, I'll state the point and then tell how the testimony relates to it. okay, so first point, respect your father and mother. Do not joke with your parents, especially your father. Do not joke with your relationship with your parents. Coming from Ukraine, I told my father that when I get home, I want to go into the hostel so that I can have full focus on the exams that I was about to take and then not get distracted. I was concerned I wouldn't be able to combine both. However, without my father actually saying, I realized I was needed at home. So I wanted to leave home in August. By the time I realized it was November and I was still at home, still trying to combine church, studying and all of that, and still trying to pass the exam. And preparing for the exam is really no walk in the park. So I was getting concerned. We're taking pre-tests to assess whether or not to be able to take the final exam. And by the grace of God, it was okay. But I realized as it was getting close to the exam date, I did pass, but I wasn't scoring as well as I wanted to. That's the beginning of the year fast and all of that. But I did not vent my complaints because I really thought, by the grace of God, because Bishop has been teaching us on these things, I was convinced it was foolishness for me to complain about anything. So the time came by, and well, I wrote the exam. Daddy prayed for me, told me I'll get the questions that I studied. Indeed, all of that happened. Yes. Then secondly, Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect and converted the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure and make it wise the simple. Bishop has time and time again preached about how past questions are magic to passing the exams. Knowing myself being a last minute person, I usually do the past questions very close to the exam. But this time I started paying attention to it way before the exam. So even the night before, I still had to go over again. Lo and behold, when I went, the questions were there by the grace of God. The third point, the prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen to you. Now, the day before the results came out, it was a wisdom impartation service. I was sitting in front, and Bishop said that your 24-hour miracle is coming your way. And I shouted, "Amen!" I was like, "This is it." So Monday morning, I was really expecting the results. I called my friend. I was like, "Kwame Che, what is happening? These people, they are not telling us anything." In 30 minutes, a text came that our results were out. Now, since it had happened within the 24 hours, I felt that, look, I was covered. I was in the right place at the right time. And so I believe that I had passed. LP Tops called me randomly. It was a very casual text, actually. And then she was like, "How's my exam going?" I was like, "Oh, I believe I've passed by the grace of God." I think she didn't get me right. She was like, "Wow, congratulations." I had to explain it again. that look, I'm saying that because Bishop prophesied this. And then really, I'm looking. So, but of course, when I was on my way to the Medical and Dental Council, I was getting quite anxious. And, well, I opened my letter, and then I had passed by the grace of God. I want to use this opportunity to say thank you to God for the kind of parents I have, the visionary of a father I have, and the angel of a mother that I have. And also for Bishop Dakiwood Mills in my life. He's been involved, like, throughout my medical years. And then before, more than I actually knew. And so I never really got the opportunity to say thank you properly. I want to use this time to say so. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed by the testimonies? Those of you who write exams without past questions is a testimony. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Jonathan Landon to share his testimony with us.
Hallelujah. My name is Jonathan Langdon, and I'm the chief elder for Ashesi University. And I'm also a bus captain. My testimony is concerning the communion and how communion answers for your mistakes. So last academic semester, I was doing one of my final projects, and I made a mistake in one of my projects with the citations and stuff. And usually what happens is that for that mistake, usually people are failed for that course. Or usually people are failed, people are sacked and things like that. So I was afraid when my lecturer told me that I had made the same mistake in my final project. So I was afraid that I'll be sacked or I'll be failed from that course and I'll not be able to graduate on the 25th of June, which I did a few weeks ago. And so I remember we came here because I was afraid, and I was believing God during the Christmas vacation that he should make a way for me. And we came here for 31st night. And I remember that particular evening, Bishop kept explaining about mistakes. And he was saying that you can make mistakes in different areas of your life, and that the blood of Jesus is able to answer for your mistakes. And I said to myself, and I was sitting at the corner there, and he said, may the blood of Jesus answer for your mistakes. Look, I usually don't scream much, but that day I stood up. I was said, in the name of Jesus, I believe it. I will answer for my mistakes. So sometimes when you see people shouting at things in church, you shouldn't fight them, because you don't know what they need from God. So I really believe that the blood of Jesus will answer for me. So after we said that, I took the communion with faith, and then I went to school, and then I had a meeting with my lecturer. We had a discussion, and I told him, well, as soon as he called me, I told him that this is the mistake, and he said, okay, what you do is that, it was still serious. I mean, my final project was cancelled. That's what it meant. But I was still able to pass and do well, because I did well in the other areas. So by the grace of God, I was able to pass, and I've been able to graduate. And I thank God so much for the blood of Jesus, which is able to answer for my mistakes. Amen. And I want to thank God especially for the prayers. You know, it really helps. Because when we take the communion, the Bible says that the blood of sprinkling, which is able to speak better things than the blood of Abel. So the blood of Jesus is able to answer. As you are taking the communion, believe that God will answer for whatever it is you need in your life. I thank you, Bishop, for allowing God to lead you to do communion for us, that we may be blessed and receive our blessing. Amen.
Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a shout for a powerful testimony? Do you want more testimonies? Let's welcome Pastor Joseph to give us his testimony. Please help me welcome Pastor Joseph to give us his testimony. Please encourage him even as he comes on stage, Pastor Joseph, to give us his testimony. Oh, please encourage him and help him come on stage.
Hallelujah. My name is Joseph Agbenyega, formerly of Kolebu Church, but by the grace of God, I'm in Russia. My testimony is about how I'm a little bit nervous. My testimony is about how God used Daddy Bishop Doug Hayward Mills to bless me. Today I'm in medical school. I'm a medical student. It's a male nurse, but today I'm a medical student by the grace of God because of my Daddy Bishop Doug. I guess you've heard this message several times. Daddy says it's not proper as a male to be a nurse. It is very true. It is very true. You cannot even imagine yourself. I mean, the things that you have to do. The things you have to do. Today I was going through my pictures, trying to get a picture to compare my nursing days and also my medical school days. And I just realized that I did not even take one picture as a nurse. There was no picture of me. Why? Because because it's not prestigious at all. It's not prestigious at all, carrying bed pants. I mean, it's just not nice. But by the grace of God, today I'm in medical school through the messages of our daddy, his encouragement. And I'm becoming a doctor by the grace of God. I'm in my third year. Yeah, and I'm in Russia. Daddy, thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity to become a doctor. Thank you for making my life better than what it used to be. I am grateful, Daddy.
Oh, please encourage him. Powerful testimony. We have our final testimony. Let's welcome Beauty Arjun to give us her testimony. Please help me welcome Beauty Arjun to give us her testimony. Oh, please encourage her as she comes on stage. Beauty Arjun, to give us her testimony.
Hallelujah. My name is Beauty Ajen from First Lab UCC, a dancing star by the grace of God. My testimony is about a prayer Bishop said for us that was sent to me by our Chief Elder Fred Redmekpo. On the 22nd of May, I was coming back from school, as in going back home, and Chief sent the audio. So when I received the audio, I downloaded and I listened only once. So when I listened, I didn't believe, so I just forgot about the prayer. So later, our Chief Elder sent a message again, saying that there's something in the prayer that we really have to listen to the prayer. So I went back and listened to the prayer. I realized that it's true. So I decided to use the prayer for my ringing tone. So the prayer said, may your life now from today turn into a positive direction. And then he said, may you be delivered from death. May your life not be cut short. And before that, I was having the problem of feeling that I would die early. So I was even telling some of the bishops about it, and they gave me scriptures, but I still didn't believe. So even when I sit in cars, I believe that when you sit at the place that the driver is sitting at his back, you will not, if there's an accident and then he's saving himself, he's automatically saved me too. So I was always sitting at the back. So when I get to a car and then the back of the driver is taken by someone, I don't sit in the bus. I wait for the next bus. So it was very serious. So later, one day I was on the 1st of June, I was going to escort a friend. On my way back home, I decided to cross the road. When I was about to cross the road, from nowhere, a motor was just about to hit me. The people around even thought the motor had hit me and they were shouting. But I realized that the motor had just stopped and was the driver was just looking at me. Nothing happened to me, and the motor didn't even hit me. So if the motor would have hit me, I think I wouldn't be standing by now. And even I wouldn't have the opportunity to dance again. I'm the only child of my mother. And if something had happened to me, I'm not sure my mother would be fine. My life would have been negative. But I thank God for Bishop's life, and I thank God for the prayer. Hallelujah. So please, I want to encourage all of us here. If you receive those kind of audios, don't take it as a joke at all. Let's download them and listen. There is a blessing in those messages. Don't ignore them. Even if you don't have credit, make sure you buy credit and download it, because it will help you, because it has blessed me too. Thank you.
Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a shout for a powerful testimony? Are you blessed by the testimony? I see you receiving your testimony in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ida.
Jesus, is where I found the love and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, oh yeah. So glad I found a new life. Saying Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world to save a sinner like me. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Feeling down deep in my heart, and I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, I was deep in sin and falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh. So very glad I found a new life. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, this is a true and a faithful saying. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to say that which was lost. Cause I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Yes. Oh, I don't wanna ever have to leave you. I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church. Whoa, 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 whoa. Lord, I love to be with you. Lord, I'm gonna stick with you. Cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way, yeah. Jesus, I'm steeped in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, oh, oh yeah. So very glad I found a new life.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad to announce to you that it's time for the word. Amen. And I believe that today God has an anointing. excited word for us. If you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today and for the opportunity that we have in your presence. Guide us and anoint us. Anoint us by your Spirit. Thank you for the anointing. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Are you excited to be here? Wonderful. Turn with me to Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah 4 and verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. There was a vision where Zechariah saw a picture of a golden candlestick. That was the little drama they did. A golden candlestick with two olive trees. What is an olive tree? It's always producing anointing. Instead of always needing to be blessed, you are producing something and being a blessing, isn't it? So, the olive tree is producing the oil and filling the candlestick, and the candlestick gives light. Alright? So, I'm explaining that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it's by my Spirit. The background of this little this prophet Zechariah, you need to know some key figures in the Bible. All right, one, you all heard of Nehemiah, Ezra. You heard of Ezra. Now, when Israel was captured, right, Jeremiah prophesied that this problem you are having is going to be solved in 70 years' time. So people should marry, have houses, children, everything, because that is the word of the Lord. Now, it's good not to fight against the Lord, but to flow with whatever he's doing. Because sometimes that's what God is doing. So it's good to flow with God. Amen. So some people were trying to resist it, but they were not wise. They were all killed. They were all killed. Can you hear me far away over there? Okay. Now, please bear with all the inconveniences in the church. You know, we are building, isn't it? So please. Yes. Gradually you see that things will be better. Every Sunday you see that something is improving. Yeah. Now, the background is that then God brought in a new kingdom, Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes, these Persian kings came and destroyed Babylon. And when they came into power, they had a different mind, which is what Jeremiah was predicting. And they said, we will not keep people as captives. Let the people go. So about 50,000 Israelis made their way from Persia, which is Iraq, back all the way to where Israel is, to Jerusalem. They were led by and accompanied by some key leaders. And the key leaders were, one of them was Zerubbabel. So these are names you should know. Another was Joshua. Joshua is in the chapter 3, I believe. You see him standing there in a vision. The Satan is standing by his side to accuse him. He's a high priest. All right. So Joshua, Zerubbabel was a civil leader, like a mayor or assemblyman. But the prophets were, the prophets at that time, the two, there were two key prophets who were prophesying. They were, you see, like if you listen to what I'm saying, when you read Zechariah, you would understand that he was the one encouraging the leaders, you know. So the two prophets who were prophesying strongly at that time was Zechariah and Haggai. If you remember, Haggai was prophesying, how can you dwell in your houses where my house is not having any roof? This was Haggai. So those two prophets, and Zechariah was telling them that it's not by power, it's by my spirit. And he was encouraging Zerubbabel, Joshua, who was the high priest, and then Ezra and Nehemiah. All of them came together at little different times. Do you understand? So these were the key guys in the system. Zechariah and Haggai were the prophets, and they were speaking. So this is when the prophecy is that, look, Adia, no, it's not by force. You cannot force your way into things. Do you get what I'm saying? You cannot force yourself into prosperity. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. So I need you, because I am now sharing with you about this anointing, and I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you about this anointing. I don't know if you brought your oil. Yes. Don't worry if you don't have. Somebody will lend you small. You just need a drop. Hallelujah. Now, when you ask a pastor, or when you ask a man of God who you think God is using in his quiet moments, how is he doing the things he's doing? He will tell you in his quiet moment that he doesn't know how he's doing them. And then he will also tell you that, look, it's by grace. Even though we write books, steps to this, how to do this, how to, look, it cannot really be by those steps, because before we knew those steps, we were doing those things before we wrote it. Yes. So we write things and steps because the Solomon said it is wise to teach. Because the teacher was wise, he continued to speak. So we are continuing to share things, and some of the things we are sharing help and are greatly helpful if you can follow them, the wisdom of God. You see? But ultimately, it is only God and God's Holy Spirit that can really change your life. Amen. Amen. Anyone who shines, it's because of the oil. Turn to Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Are you excited about the oil? Yeah. Verse 14. He's talking about God. He says, God causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man. Psalm 104, verse 14. All right? Anybody who doesn't have an iPad, receive one now in Jesus' name. All right. It's very important that you really hear the preaching today. He causes the grass to grow that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Verse 15. And wine that makes glad the heart of man. And oil to make his face shine. You will shine from today. I say you will shine from today. You are shining from now. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen to you. Amen. If I am shining today, it's not because of my name, my family background, my education, my primary school, my kindergarten school, my secondary school, my university. It is none of this. It's not from anything even that my father gave me. Yes. It says, an oil to make his face shine. You will shine. You will shine. You will shine. You will shine. Hallelujah. Today, I want you to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Turn to Zechariah chapter 8. It is something that keeps coming to me. Now, Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah is prophesying. Verse 9. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid, that the temple might be built. Hallelujah. Which verse are we in? Verse 9. Yeah. Verse 10, for before these days, there was no hire for man. In other words, there was no job. There was no hire for beast. Even animals were not getting jobs. Neither was there any peace to him that went in or came out. For I set all men, everyone against his neighbor. Sometimes when there's no peace, you'll be surprised. You see, the supernatural element in all these things. Those who boast in Ghana. Today we have to pray for Ghana before we close. In fact, every day, where is he, Frank? We must pray for the nation, the leaders. Lots of things. You see, the peace you enjoy is from God. Amen. Because I set every man against his neighbor. But now, I will not be unto the residue of these people as in the former days. In other words, I'm changing my attitude. This is the God who made Neptune. Neptune is at the end of the solar system. It's color blue. It's been there all this time. Human beings haven't seen it. before. When you see Neptune in the sky, it's like one of the stars, it's small dots like this. Recently, 1977, they able to send a spacecraft. It got to Jupiter in 79 and continued another 2 years at top speed, 50 miles, 1,000 miles per hour, reached Neptune, and they took pictures and it was blue. And they were amazed. And he said, God doesn't care. You don't know. He's made the world. Like he's made the world. We don't know what he is even. He's very powerful. We are nothing. So I want you to believe in God who said, I set this neighbor. I made there was no peace. Now he's changed his mind in verse 12. He says, for now the seed shall be prosperous. Yeah. You will be prosperous. Yeah. Pastors, children, I want to say this to you. Lighthouse pastors, children, a lot of you are here and maybe listening. I'm prophesying to you. You will be more prosperous than your parents. Yeah. If your parents were prosperous, receive the blessing of the seed shall be prosperous. Whatever your parent couldn't lay his hand on, you will lay your hand on that in Jesus' name. And the vine shall give her fruits. The ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give her dew. And I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. Trust in the Lord. And you'll see that God himself will do whatever you cannot do. And Zechariah was telling them, look, I'm changing. God has changed his mind. He's changed his mind. You see, before you marry, the word of the Lord is that don't have sex. When you wear the ring and you sign, the word of the Lord changes. Have sex. Listen. As God himself turned his face and made people not to prosper, he has turned his face toward you to make you prosper. I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. Verse 13. It shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Now, you see, when a prophet arises and he is speaking, many people don't believe it. And Zechariah, one of his favorite phrases was, and you shall know that the Lord has sent me. Because you can't know a prophet, that a prophet is sent from God, unless the things he says happen. Many of the older people who have been in the church, when I prophesied and I told them, this is what the Lord wants us to do, they didn't believe me. And they didn't prosper. By you, the seed, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. Because God has changed his face now and he's turned towards us with a different mind. And that mind is what you have to receive. You have to receive the prophet speaking. Jeremiah preached and promised, said, don't resist the king of Babylon. Accept it and go and surrender. This is the word. They would not listen to him. Then Zechariah came and said, let go back and build the temple. Go back. So it changed. The message changed. All was the prophet. This one said, don't resist. Rather go into captivity. You will be okay. You come back. I know the mind I have towards you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the mind I have towards you. I surrender and go this way. Then he's now changed it. 70 years have brought another prophet. Said, that says the Lord, go back now. Go and build the temple. You have to hear the voice of the prophet. When I used to explain to people the anointing, listen to message, people don't believe it. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2. Listen, he said, the Spirit entered into me. When he spoke to me, that's when the Spirit entered into me. As you are hearing the word of God right now, the Spirit is entering into you. That is why we are encouraging all of us to make sure you have podcasts on your phone and on your iPad and all your devices. And apart from that, you have to have the Makanai, and all the most anointed of my preachings are in the Makanai. Oh yes, how do I know? Because God told me. He showed me that's where the oil is. Yes. That's the gift that he gave to me. Yes. Those things, when you subject yourself to them, something will happen to you by all means. I cannot be standing here unless the Spirit of the Lord makes it possible. He said, the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. So last week I was showing you one of the ways back to have the Holy Spirit is to pray for the Holy Spirit. This week I'm telling you, subject your human body and the human being to words and speakings. Pick from different places. Ancient messages. Yes. You see, when I met Benny Hinn, one day I met him and I was standing by a grand piano with him in Korea. And I took out my small, it wasn't an iPad. iPad has not been invented. But I had a small design. I pressed play and I showed him. It was him. He looked, he laughed. He said, what? I said, yeah. His ancient messages. Yes. Whatever Billy Graham has preached, that is public, I have it. Whatever there is, I have it. If it exists, I have it. If it exists, I have it. Yes. How do you think I was able to enter into evangelism? Whatever he has preached, I have it. I know all the messages that exist. And I'm angry with them because they are not releasing the messages. The old messages. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me on my feet that I heard him that speak unto me. You see, I was listening to Benny Hinn one day because I wanted the anointing. The anointing is not something that you just imagine. You can actually get it. Because Elisha said, I want the anointing that is on you times two. If you have that good request, it's a good one. As I lay down on the where I was lying down and listening to Benny Hinn, the Spirit entered into me. And exactly what happened here happened. He set me on my feet. I got up because I was lying. Most of the time I lie down. Most of the time I'll be lying down or sitting down. I don't know how to sit at a desk. I don't use desks. I don't use that even in school. I don't use desk, library, those things. I don't know how to do it. When the Spirit entered, that I stood up. Let's look at it. He said, and set me on my feet. I realized something was happening to me. Yes. One day, Archbishop made a comment about the healings. He was there. He said, the way you just, we were in commander, you just stand there and you just say a small prayer. And the miracles. He said, it's authority. He said, it's authority. Another time he said, it is Emmanuel. He has different ways of explaining things. He said, it is Emmanuel, God with us. You hear such testimonies. The Spirit entered into me when he speak unto me. That's this thing that we are talking about. It enters you when he speaks. Yes. I preached this to pastors long ago. Few of them believe it. Few. Mostly because of the spirit of disobedience. They think I'm joking. How can I be here without the anointing? I mean, what is it, education or what? I mean, is it what is it? Yeah. Look at us here. There's another cathedral. We have entered it. We are in Accra. The other one is also there. Eh? And we are using it. Yeah. It's the power of God. That power is coming over you. Isaiah 61. Today's message. Now, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus' favorite message. The reason I know is because of a vision Kenneth Hagin had. Well, I don't know if it's his favorite message, but he told him that everywhere he went, because the Bible said Jesus preached, went around towns and villages. And when he got there, we see in Luke 4 that he opened to Isaiah and he read. Then he said, today, this is fulfilled. You see. Now, in the vision with Kenneth Hagin, on one of the visions, he had only 8 of these. He told him, it was not only at that place that he read from Isaiah. He said every place he went, he used the same thing. He preached the same thing in the vision. You can believe it or not, it's up to you. It doesn't go against anything to believe it. He said everywhere he went, he opened and preached the same thing. And the people responded differently at different places. Yeah. Now you have to believe everything you read here. This one there, you have to believe. The Holy Spirit is not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord which is upon me. So Jesus was known as a carpenter in Jerusalem. He was selling coffins, he was selling wardrobes, he was selling desks, he was repairing your furniture. He had special brown chairs. If you need chairs, you see Jesus. If your roof is leaking, you call for Jesus. If you need coffins, you call for Jesus. Anything you need, you call Jesus. He'll be there. He was the best carpenter in town. You'll be the best. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And one day, he went, in Matthew 3, he went to attend John the Baptist convention. There was a convention by the river Jordan. Jordan River is like Accra to Kaswa. Even Kaswa is far. When you go to Jerusalem, you just go through a bit of few mountains. Not mountain like... like hills like Makati Hill. Then you come to the Jordan. It's not far at all. And that is where, yeah, maybe Dansoman, a little more. Remember the guy who was walking on the road, he was attacked by robbers. That's the road. Jerusalem to Jericho. It's not a far journey. So John the Baptist was there by then. He was holding programs. And Jesus attended. And when they did the altar call, Jesus went forward. How many want to be baptized today? Jesus said, I want to be baptized. He didn't say, oh, me, how? I'm above. All those of you are above everything. Stay in your above. Jesus said, I'm one of the normal people. And I'm joining the group. Those of you who make yourself special, never join it. Instrumentalists, you are in danger of that. You know, when we are worshiping, you'll be fiddling with your instrument. I've been an instrumentalist before. You can easily backslide up there and ashes. It's a very dangerous job to do. You'll never be sitting to just receive. Jesus said, I'm a normal person. I want. When he got there, John the Baptist recognized him. I don't know how. He said, I cannot baptize. He said, shh. This is not a time for adverts. Don't put it on Facebook yet. Do the baptism so that I have a normal ordination like everybody else. Because one day people are going to ask me, how did you become a pastor? And he was going to answer, I was ordained by John the Baptist. But they didn't, they knew that he asked, so when they asked, where do you come, where do you get your authority from? He asked them, John the Baptist, is he great or not great? Is he whatever? And they knew that, everybody knew that John the Baptist was a real prophet. If he says John the Baptist, then if they said John the Baptist, you know the story, he would say, I got John the Baptist, but they didn't want to say it because they had rejected him. Remember, he used to call them vipers and all those things. So Jesus Christ, are you there?
Yes.
Jesus Christ went for this convention. Make sure you are in the service. There are some services that you need to be there. Benny Hinn describes a day that he was in Catherine Kuhlman's service and received the anointing. And there are people who write on Facebook criticizing, but we were there. We never saw all those things. You see, your eyes are blind. That's why you cannot see great things when they are happening. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus, the Holy Spirit came on him. And the Holy Spirit whispered, I'm here. Signs, wonders, miracles are going to start now. Everything is going to, you no more be a quiet carpenter in the system again. Amen. 30 years as a carpenter, nobody knew his ministry. It's quite fantastic. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, it really changes. Some people, you see a gradual change. But some people, it's quite dramatic. Jesus' own was quite sudden. Abraham was also quite sudden. When the angel appeared to him, he was an unknown pastor in a small room. When the angel appeared to him, it was in about 2 months. Everybody in America knew him. In just 2 months. Yes. It really changed. But in some cases, you will see, like in Zechariah, one of the chapters, it says that he shall grow up and he shall build. He's called, he shall be called the branch. He will grow up and he will build. So, yes, you see, he shall grow up. Some, they grow up. So you don't even notice what's happening. And some, it's so sudden that, you know, but some, they will grow up. You grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple. So some people, when they are anointed, it makes them grow up. You are growing up. And when they are grown up, then they build. Yes. A lot of people have that. The power of the presence of the Spirit is on you and makes you grow up, and they shall build. Amen. Now, this is your, this verse, when I read it to you, Isaiah 11, I'm just a few verses. This chapter is not even long. When I read it to you, from this moment, when I read it to you, every day of your life will be Christmas. Every day of your life will be Christmas. Yes. Every day will be Christmas. Look at it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Amen. Yeah. Now, in the few verses I'm going to read, there are three chords, and I don't know if you will see them, but if you remind me in case because it gets exciting as you go along. Do you get it? But in case I forget, you must remind me. But the anointing blends three chords together, and they are always together. Yes. The anointing is not for goosebumps. The anointing is for working. Look at it. It says, He has anointed me for preaching. That is why you must desire to preach. If you want the Holy Spirit, you must desire to preach. If you don't preach, I can't say that you are anointed. And preaching, no matter how, look, if you are with me, I always preach. I don't preach when I'm here on the stage. If I'm with you, we don't even play music. Not that I don't like, I'm a music man. I like music. But I'm always sharing. Yes, always. That's what I do. Anointing makes you preach the word, not just hearing news. Have you heard? I hear this, chatter, chit chat, chit chat, chit chat all the time. The anointing that we are talking about, the oil, is for preaching. So everybody here must desire to be a preacher of a certain level. So musicians, all of you must desire to be preachers. Yes. Doctors. No, I'm not against education. What the guy who was sharing with you didn't tell you is that I'm paying his fees to for him to be there. That's what, no, but I'm telling you that it's not, I'm saying that for you to know that we are not against education or against work. No. Rather, you will see, what do you call it? That we believe in education, we believe in work. In fact, if you come and work in the church, you will be surprised at the work that is in the church. You can ask the few people that have ventured to put their left or their right foot into the system. No. So we are against business. Not at all. Rather, it's the opposite. But there is no work, whether you are a bodyguard, whether you are an usher, whether you are a mason, whether you are a doctor, I don't care whatever job you are doing. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. If the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, see, I'm saying this because there are three chords. You see, they are, it's like three, you know, when three are joined together, they have a way. When you are plaiting your hair, you use three. Yes. There are three always when it comes to this anointing. And this is one of them. It's always associated with preaching or working for God. Yes. That's why no matter how high. One day, a Ghanaian millionaire with a Ghanaian level of millionaireism went for a full gospel conference, businessmen's conference. Are you there? Yeah. And when he went, it was worship time. And there were billionaires and trillionaires. Yeah. I think it was in Asia. There was a trillionaire. Not a Ghana. This was a Ghanaian millionaire. And he went and there were billionaires and trillionaires there. During the worship time, the trillionaire lay down on the floor. When the trillionaire lay down on the floor, the millionaire said, "Ah, if a trillionaire is lying down, what about a millionaire?" What it is that you need good examples of people who are trillionaires, millionaires, billionaires, who stick to Christianity. That's what you don't have good example of. That's why it's always look as if a pastor is telling you to do something. But really good example, you should be a doctor, say good example. Now look, I believe in working for God. As from here, as I finish in the clinic, I'm on my way to something. Look, I had medical students. I don't know any Aki, Pastor Aki and those people. There is no crusade I went for in Ghana that they didn't come for. Every part of Ghana, even outside Ghana, they will find, when I come to the crusade, I see them that say, "Hey, how do you come here?" Because it took us a lot to go there. They came every crusade, medical school. And as they were practicing as doctors, every crusade, they don't ask you for money. They don't ask you, they are part of it. Yes. There's nothing, we never told them, don't go to school. Don't go. Anybody who thinks I don't want somebody to go to school is suffering from mental acidosis. You are suffering from acidosis or I don't know, Down syndrome. Some other problem is affecting your head. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me for goosebumps, for falling down in church. We believe, when I say that, don't ever think we don't believe. We believe in falling down. We are going to have a carpet here specially for falling down. As for falling down, we shall fall. Misunderstand, the anointing is not just for falling down and goosebumps. It's for preaching. All of you here, take it from me. Look at me. I'm preaching. Preaching is a higher job than any other job in the world. Yes, it's higher than every job. And I can say so because I'm a doctor. You can't say I didn't go to school. I went. I practiced. I've done everything. Oh. So, as the anointing is coming on you, you must be one of the bus captains. You see, our church is going to have more buses than cars. Anytime we come to church and there are more cars than buses, it means that the church is not doing well. More buses than cars. Meanwhile, you will have your car too, but there will be buses. More! So don't say we are against cars. Oh. Don't say we are against cars. You see, every time you say this, then people take it, you mean this. Yes. It reminds me of a brother who married, and then his wife asked him, that does he want Wache? He said, no, he doesn't feel like eating Wache. From that day, the wife said, he says he doesn't like Wache. Every day, you say you don't like Wache. Every day, don't. And so because of that, she will not make Wache. In the end, the brother has decided to go and buy his own Wache and make it in the house. Because the wife has taken the thing to extremes. Just one day that I said, I will not eat Wache. You have taken that. I say, I don't like Wache. Is it right? Is it right? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach, to bind up the brokenhearted, people who have had beloveds and it didn't work out. when you come to church here, all your broken heart will be healed. Through the anointing on your life, all disappointments. You see, a broken heart speaks of disappointment. I'm broken. I'm disappointed about something. Trust me, God's power, is the only power that can, you know, that can heal. You know, when I was young, I'm still young, but I was younger. Pastor. You know, one day, a young lady and her husband was 27, she was 26, and her husband died. And I've not seen a very sad case like that before. And she was really crying. He just died. So she was trying to pull him off the bed. She was crawling on him and scratching, pulling. But he wouldn't, don't be afraid. He wouldn't move. But, you know, I remembered her just 2 days ago. Because I don't hear from her now. Because she's living happily ever after in Canada. She's living happily ever after in Canada. Somebody came along and said, I like you. God healed her broken heart. She's so healed that she doesn't mind me again. I remember how I held her when she was crying and screaming. I held her. Took care. Comforted her. She's so happy in Canada. She can't even remember us. Whatever has broken your heart or disappointed you, I declare your healing has come in the name of Jesus. Write down 3 disappointments of your life. 3 disappointments of your life. By the anointing. 3 things that have been great disappointments as even a young person like you. God is binding up your broken hearts. And my prayer for you today is that, Lord, whatever makes you cry, whatever breaks your heart, whatever is a shock to you, a disappointment, may his oil and his ointment and the balm of Gilead restore unto you whatever you have lost in Jesus' name. Write it down. I'm waiting for you to write down 3 disappointments. You see, the reason I'm asking you to write it, because as the 3 disappointments are cured by the anointing, you will be standing here to testify that your heart has been healed by God. Write it down on your phone, whatever gadget you have, or your exercise book. Your exercise book will be going soon to be replaced. Wow. Are you writing it? I'm waiting. I can see people are writing. This has been a disappointment. God is great. One day I was in Korea and Yonggi Cho described one of his church members who died, pastor, and the wife was brokenhearted, and he kept comforting her. Every Friday or every Saturday she goes to the cemetery. And she lies on the grave and scratches the top of the grave with her fingers. So he said he had a vision. He went to heaven and he saw Jesus. And Jesus told him that the pastor, he met the pastor who died. He said, do you know that your wife is crying? Because he was very happy in heaven. Like he was having a good time. And he told, do you know that your wife is really crying? And he said, oh, when I came, Jesus told me that my wife is okay, cry. She'll be okay, that he's going to give her another husband who is better than me. Better or nicer. So when Yonggi Cho came, and then the guy gave him a secret. He said, when you go, tell my wife. And then he told her, your wife will not believe. Your wife will not believe you had any such vision. And the wife said, the man said, he gave him a secret. He said, when you go, say these words. You know, husbands and wives, some of them have secret. Like they have some secret codes or secret words that they say they know. He gave Yonggi Cho that secret in heaven. So when he came out of the vision, he called the wife to his office and he told her, I had a vision, I saw your husband. He said, Pastor, don't say. Your husband was very happy. Pastor, don't talk about it. I don't believe you. Then he told her, your husband said, Jesus said, you are going to have another husband. Don't say that. Don't want to hear of any other husband. One husband is enough for this life. Have you heard people saying that one marriage is enough? And she said, nobody can be better than my husband. Then Yonggi Cho said, well, he told me I should tell you something. And he whispered into her. She jumped. Ha! You have been standing outside our window. He said, you have been standing. I said, no, I've not stood outside your window. This is a secret that your husband gave to me. And it came to pass that God gave the woman another husband. So Yonggi Cho met her later. She was moving with her new husband, very happy. And he asked her, how is the... He said, oh, your prophecy was true. It's better than the first one. The first one was E7. E7. This one is A1. Hey, your broken heart is healed today in Jesus' name. You see, some of you don't like such stories because if you are in heaven, you don't care what people are doing. Even when you are sick and you are dying, you look at people and say, I don't care what you are doing. Yeah. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This year is the year. I said, this year is the year. Acceptable means you are okay. It's a good thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? How can you die this year? I said, how can you die in the acceptable year of the Lord? You will never die this year in the name of Jesus. Believe it. One day, I met a sister. She had a certain disease. The way the disease was going, I saw that it wants to go far. This was many years ago. Many years ago. I saw that the disease wanted to continue. Because every disease has its averages, its limits. But it was going. So one day, I was with her, and then I believe the Spirit of the Lord came on me, and I told her, I said, you will die, but not from this disease. You will die, but not from this. That word, took the power out of that sickness. So, because the power to kill was in that sickness. But when I told her, the power to kill her was gone. And it's gone. So sometimes I think about it, you know, as a doctor. Because I said, you'll die. But you won't die from this. Suddenly the power of that thing, which was already out of its range, was destroyed. When it's been declared, it says to proclaim, to say things. The Spirit of the Lord is on an anointed person to say words, to proclaim words. If it is proclaimed that it is a good year, therefore it is a good year for you. Every day is Christmas for you from today. The day of the vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. This aspect of vengeance, it speaks of the enemies of God. There are some enemies that will die. One day I came in a vision out of a tall building, and I saw a man made of iron rods sitting outside the story building. A lot of people were going in and out. The man was made of iron rods, the big ones, all his joints and everything. And he has crouched and was sitting down. When I came out, he shouted at the people, "This man is like this, saying bad things about me." Hey, everybody will look at me. And I told them, "Where do you know me from?" Then he will be shouting, "You are this." I said, "You don't know. Shut up." Finally, in the vision, God told me I should take a break and kill the man. The man made of iron rods. Whatever is tormenting your life, we declare vengeance of the Lord against that thing in the name of Jesus. You are not kinder than God. You are not kinder than God. There are some people who may have to die so that you live. We declare the vengeance of God on every enemy of the anointing in the name of Jesus. Verse 3. Those of you who are standing, are you aware that the people behind you cannot see, or they don't mind? They don't mind. Okay. Now listen to this. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, those who are crying in Zion. In Hebrews 12 it says we have come to Zion. We have come to Mount Zion. That's where we are. Hebrews 12. Spiritually, we've come to Mount Zion. We've come to the general assembly of the firstborn. We've come to the spirits of just men made perfect. We have come to the new Jerusalem. We are here in Zion. So it's to appoint to them that mourn. Anybody who is crying or sad, this verse is for you. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes. All my daughters and my children here, especially the sisters, you are declared beautiful from today. Listen, if you are covered with ashes, will you be looking nice? Do you know? know that it is a certain beauty that makes somebody notice you? Oil to make your face shine. You'll be noticed. You will be noticed. You will be noticed. I declare you will be noticed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The oil of joy. Oil of joy for mourning. When you are anointed, you are happy. Depressed people are not anointed. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Depressed people, sad people, people with moody attitude, they don't have the anointing. When you have the anointing, you not behave like that. Oh yes. The oil. I want to be married to an anointed person. How many want to be married to somebody with a spirit of heaviness? Heaviness. Like the house is heavy, 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 heavy. When you come home, you see that there is some thickness in the atmosphere. Hey! Even when you speak to the person, you get only answers of one word. Yes. No. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Okay. All right, or even without word, you just get a okay. Or a nod. It's called the spirit of heaviness. The anointing makes a person joyful, smile, happy. One day I told a sister, I said, your face is too serious. No, it's not a good thing. You have to smile. Anointed people smile. Anointed people smile. Anointed people smile. Anointed people. Your house will be an anointed house, I tell you. The silence in your environment is too heavy, too thick. Hey. You need to hear joyful sounds. Shh. When I was in a relationship, my beloved came to visit me. I wasn't well. I think I had malaria or something. So she came to where I was and she started singing. You'll be hearing singing in your relationship. The oil of joy for mourning. At that time, my father was in the house, but I didn't know, and she also didn't know that. So my father heard her singing too. She sang. My wife knows so many hymns, Methodist hymns and other songs. Hey! She sang throughout. The oil of joy for mourning. I'm sure my father was thinking, hey! My son has found a singing beloved. That's why you must be in a relationship for a long time. This type of short relationships, you'll be surprised that somebody will smile at you when the person is in church. Oh, hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, how's that? Now, people who have the spirit of heaviness, they are very good at putting on a good show. It's called PDA, public display of affection. So you need to watch. Sometimes you need to stand far like this and look far. Watch your potential beloved as she's walking this. When she hasn't seen that you are watching. And listen. Shh. Shh. One day, some two old ladies were looking for Benny Hinn. And they came to the church where he was. That time he was a young man in Canada. And then they asked, they are looking for Benny. And he said, oh, you go to the church. There's a young man, you see, he's always smiling. He's always happy. That's Benny Hinn. So, you see, when Benny Hinn was preaching about this, he was explaining that the anointing makes you smile and makes you happy. Without anointing, you see that a different attitude and spirit is in the house. The garment of praise. That they might be called the trees of righteousness. Now, the anointing makes you righteous. As this anointing is on you, wickedness is going out of your life. Stealing is going out of your life. Immorality is going out of your life. Telling lies is going out of your life. Deception is going out of your life. All forms of evil are going, and you will be called a tree of righteousness. Yeah. Now, some of you are wondering, how can I stop pornography? By the anointing. By the anointing. Listen, by the anointing. How can I stop all this masturbation thing? By the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. 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 You'll be called a tree of righteousness. Whatever sin, whatever unrighteousness is in your life, I declare by the anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life, you are now a tree of righteousness. Write down three of your sins, the top three sins. The top three sins of your life. The top three sins of your life. Just the top three. Don't even write number four. Three. One, two, three. They are declared as disappearing gases from your life. Top three. Top three sins. Girls who feel you are righteous. Some of you, you feel you've not done this before. Look, your sin is pride. That is what your sin is, pride. I tell you, pride, arrogance, I mean, stubbornness. Some of you don't listen. It takes only a bad experience before you change your mind. You never change your mind naturally or by advice. Advice is never what will make you change. Only something terrible, something wild, when it happens, then you change your mind. This is how you are. It's all wickedness. Write your top three sins. Today they bow to you in Jesus' name. The day is coming and you look at your phone and you say, hey, is it me that I don't feel like looking at something? Only the power of God can do this. And that is happening in your life practically in Jesus' name. Whatever has been a problem, it will no more be a problem. Verse 4. And they shall build. They shall build. Listen, you are declared a builder by the anointing. Listen, you are declared a builder by the anointing. They shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Listen, we could not be in this building without the anointing. Many people go around Ghana and they see many of the buildings that are being built. Is the power of God. He says, he shall grow up and he shall build. He shall grow up and he shall build. So, as you are here, you are wearing the garment, the anointing, the mantle of a builder. You build nice things in your life. In the name of Jesus. Nice things. Nice things. Did you hear me? Your own personal, you see, when God is using you, both the church and you personally, you will build. Yes. Now look at this part. The desolations of generations. You see, what the other generation are desolate about. You know, the other generation. That's why I was saying that you listen to the prophesying. Because I'm here prophesying to another generation. And I'm saying that whatever is desolate about another generation, you are delivered from those desolations by the anointing. Whatever your fathers couldn't do, you will do it in Jesus' name. By the anointing. Anyone who doesn't build, you are not anointed. You are not anointed. If you are anointed, you build. I said, if you are anointed, you build. I said, if you are anointed, you will build. When I put you on a construction site, it's because of the anointing that is on your life. Not because you are not respected, but rather because of the grace of God. That God is bringing. Because you see, it's not that you hear, you shall build, but you don't know anything about building. I've sent many missionaries. Some have built, some have not built anything. The difference is like light and darkness. Yes. The one who can build and the one who cannot build. It's amazing. Yeah. Receive the ability to build in Jesus' name. Those of you who think anointing is only preaching, look at it. The one who the Spirit of God is upon me to declare this, to do this, to do this, to do this, whatever, he shall build. He shall build. Verse 5. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners. The sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Now, you see, this is the anointing makes foreigners work for you. Yes. You see, if Ghana had some foreigners in as part of the government, it would help them. Do you see? When South Africa had independence, they maintained white people in so many places. But now they are getting rid of all of them. And the country is really going down. Because there are some people who naturally do certain things. There are some people who are anti-foreigner. And I'm showing you, you are not anointed. Even in Ghana, you find out that people from a certain region, they even see other Ghanaians as foreigners. It's true. You know yourselves. You are a lot here. I know you. So if you are a pastor from that region, what you notice is that only people from your region may be coming. If you don't fight that, what you are going to find out is that your ministry will be very limited to only a certain group. Now, most Ghanaians are anti-foreigner in a nice way. With a smile. We don't know how to relate with foreigners. I could tell you many stories because of my own background. But I realize that few people, even with me, relate with, even though I'm a Ghanaian, I've been here since I was born. They don't know. If even your color is different, they just treat you differently. It's true. One brother met my wife the other day and was saying, "Oh, when I was in university, I didn't like your husband. I didn't know why, I just didn't like him. But because of the radio, I listened to him preaching. And now I've become..." And he was even saying, "Look, the message I'm even listening to now." He said, "It pays me. I would have been a pastor." He said, "I would have been a pastor if I had joined the church in university. But I just had a, oh, this man, this half-caste man somewhere, what is he saying?" Listen, some of you, a blessing may come to you from a foreigner. Like when I say foreigner, wherever you are from, a foreign to that place, it can be a great blessing. We have been blessed. Kenneth Hagin is a foreigner. I know even his relative, the name of his, I mean, grandmother's mother, all by listening to his messages. So many stories. Many blessings come from far, far. I've had people that have migrated from places to come and work for me. Oh, yes. There are times where I don't have, when I didn't have, I was going somewhere, my singer couldn't come. I just called from another country. Come and sing. Yes. I have foreigners. Different. You must believe. You see, that's why the European Union are very sad that the UK has left, because there are blessings that come. Some of you, maybe the person that would marry you is not even from Ghana. It's from another country. It's true. And maybe some of you, you even come from somewhere where the men don't marry. So when you have anti-foreigner spirits, you are not anointed. You are not anointed. Recently, I was in Malaysia. And I finished preaching. And the pastor prayed for his son. And after, because his son was going somewhere, and he called me also, said that, let me also pray for this one, is also my son. Yes, because he's my father in Asia. He dedicated the Kodesh. I called him, come dedicate the Kodesh. He's a father to me. Yes, he has taken me, I don't know why. I don't know why. He just likes me. I don't know why he likes me. Somebody will like you from afar. The alien, the stranger will be part of your life in the name of Jesus. Verse 6. This is the anointing. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. And men shall call you the ministers of our God. How many are reaching out for the anointing? Yes. Oil. This is what oil does. People call me Osofo. It's an honor for somebody to call you Osofo. It's an honor, I tell you. Look at somebody like you. How can somebody ever call you Osofo? Hey. In your family. It's an honor post. Especially when you think of your background. When you think of the things that are in the shadows of your life. Ministers. 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 Ministers of God. 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 Look at somebody like me. I'm called a priest. Huh? Not minister of education, no. Minister of God. I declare this is your future in Jesus' mighty name. And then look. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. This is money, oh. Riches. This is what the anointing that you see. Anointing, draws money. You see, that's why when you send somebody on the mission and he's not able to survive there, it's because of no anointing. If you are anointed, it draws money. People will come to you and bless you. Tell them, I don't need it. You need it. They say, yes, I know, but I have to do this. It's true. Anytime somebody's giving, I inform them, look, please, I beg you. They say, please, we too, we beg you. Listen, it says you shall eat. That means you eat the riches of the Gentiles. That means you eat dollars. You eat pounds. You eat naira. You eat sefa. You eat euros. Hey! You eat their money. I mean, you use their money. Dollar will be normal, ordinary to you to use dollar, dollar, dollar. Don't forget to ask me for the threefold cord. They are all linked. You eat riches. Sometimes you put your hand in your pocket and you pull it out and you think that you've brought seed and you say, oh, it's euro, sorry. You put your hand back in your pocket. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Those who are sitting down, I wonder if they will receive anything today. When you speak of your bank account, you'll be asking, is this CD or dollar or pound or euro? Which account? You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory, shall you boast yourself. Like if you are talking about the money you have, you use local currency. You talk about foreign currency. That is the foreign currency that's what I'm talking about. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You talk, say, oh, the cities are not. I mean, are you talking about euros account, dollars account, pounds, yen, Chinese? Chinese one is what? One. Chinese. Yen. Japanese. Japanese yen. Chinese one. You are having ones. You are having yens. You are having euros. You are having pounds. You are having dollars. You are having sefa. You are having lira. Receive it in Jesus' name. Verse 7. We are reading what the Spirit of the Lord does. For your shame. For your shame. Your shame. What you are ashamed about, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Whatever you are ashamed of. How many have been ashamed before? Like, it was shameful. It was too bad. How many be walking? Sometimes you hit yourself. Has it happened to you before? I thought it was only me. How many have been walking? Then you shout your name, Ducky Ward Mills. Has it happened to you before? Has it happened to you before? Look at it. Oh. For your shame. Whatever you are ashamed about, God is turning it around and giving you double promotion. Double promotion. Receive it. For your shame. How many have looked at certain things on the television after you are ashamed? For your shame. One day, a lady said she took her daughter to school and her daughter bombed. Real bombing. So she took the daughter to go and try and get admission. She told me, "Sir, you don't know what it's like to take your child from school to school. When they see the result, they say, ah! What? They go to another school, they say, what? No, no, no! What? What? For your shame, you shall have double. Do you know the work of shame? Do you know the work of shame? Some of you, you have been sacked by a boy before. You have been sacked. He said, get out of here. And you bowed your head down and you walk. You put on your drawers and other things and you walk out. For your shame, you shall have double. Don't come. Verse 8. Wow. Now, I really don't know why you are standing, but I want you to notice three things that are always connected with the anointing. Amen. As we close, have you noticed the three things? Number one, you'll notice working for God is always is one of the things. Working for God, it's always with the anointing. Number two, you'll notice righteousness always has something to do with the anointing. That's why it says you will be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Anointing, you see, God doesn't, even the oil was not supposed to go on the flesh. So it's like, what is human, fleshly? The anointing is not supposed to mix with it. So, holiness and righteousness. He says, you'll be called trees of righteousness. And even in Hebrews, he says, because you love righteousness and hate iniquity, the Lord has anointed thee above thy fellows. So it's like, he anoints you more because you are into righteousness. It's not that people are into wickedness. You see, but thou hast loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even that God hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above other people. So righteousness is very important. Doing the right thing and separating from wickedness, from sin, from evil, from all types and variations of evil. In your life, the invisible ones, the unseen ones, the unspoken ones, the ones in the air, the ones practical, physically, all these things. Putting aside these nasty faces and depressive attitudes, heaviness all over the, all these things, they are not associated with anointing. Righteousness is associated. And thirdly, Prosperity. Prosperity is associated with anointing. Yes. Prosperity. If you go through from the Spirit of the Lord is upon me up to verse 7, where he gives all the characteristics of the things that the Spirit of the Lord will do, you can put them into these three groups. Even if you are called priests of the Lord or you are called ministers of God, it means you are doing something for God. Not just goosebumps. Not just shouting and saying, amen, 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 amen. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. You have to be a minister of God. You can't just say amen. You can't just do your hair and come to church and be nice. You got to do something. Then it's associated with prosperity, riches, beauty. It makes you beautiful. It's anointed. Look, never think. You see, if you are a girl, never think you are not beautiful. When you are anointed, you know, you will not ask somebody to marry you. No. You will. People will be coming. Look, even a man. You know, years ago, somebody told me, said, look, at that time, I was just a musician. He told me, look, because of the anointing, girls will like you. I didn't understand what he was talking about. But I thought, no girl will like me. Yes. I didn't think anybody would like me. But you see, you will not know. But when there's the Holy Spirit is on your life, look, everything about you is it's like Jesus, a carpenter. Then after that, he becomes a worldwide famous person. Absolute. Jesus is the most famous Jew. There are a lot of famous Jews, but Jesus is number one Jew. The whole world. Famous Jews like Einstein, Sigmund Freud, Zuckerberg, the guy, Facebook. Is it Facebook or Zuckerberg? Is it Facebook? They're all Jews. All those people are. Most of the banks, they're all Jews. Jesus is the number one Jew. The whole world. The first Jew. Most famous Jew of all Jews. Yes. So, the Holy Spirit, I tell you, it makes you, it changes you so much. One day my mother was in church. She said, I don't recognize my son. You won't easily recognize me. The change is too much. Recently, I visited somebody. Said, we knew you when you were in school. We're not like this. I've been listening to a radio. You are so different. Listen. The anointing is your portion. How is this anointing going to come on you? Ezekiel 2:2. Today's method. Every week I give you a different method. Last week I told you, pray for it. And I hope you are praying for it. You know, the other day I woke up in the night and I started praying. Then it came out of my mouth, the spirit of might. Spirit of might. Pray for the spirit of might. I prayed for the spirit of might only for several hours. The spirit of might. I was surprised. I've never prayed for the spirit of might. Strength. You see, years ago when we were buying our church at Kolegono, it was $100,000, 35 million cedis. We raised funds. We did raffle, horse riding, you mentioned appeal for funds, appeal to funds to all the millionaires in Ghana. It took us years to pay. Later on, all cinemas starting with O, they belong to the same people. If it starts with O, Ofer, O, Orion, this, all the O's belong to the same people. We saw another cinema hall whose name starts with O. And we were going to buy it. I told them, I sent a message, I want to buy your cinema. I said, okay, you can buy. How much? They mentioned the same figure. We didn't even raise money. We didn't even ask anybody. We didn't just pay it in just 2 days. We just paid it. That's the spirit of might. You will be stronger by far. Whatever you were doing that was difficult to be easier for you. Easier. You see that you are going to travel abroad. You will save for 4 years before you can go abroad. By the time you come, you'll go abroad. One day. Come back. 2 days. You go again. 3 days. You come back. One day. You know, I know the power of the anointing. That is why sometimes when I drive through so and I see all the Kelewele sellers, I say, you, I know you. You count your Kelewele. There are those who count the Kelewele and those who don't count. The ones who don't count are my favorites. I knew all of them. I didn't have money. Yes, I didn't have money. And now I don't even know how much it costs. The spirit of might. The spirit of might. Stronger. Some time ago, I knew how much a car is, but now I don't know how much a car is. If I need a car, I ask for a car. It's not only milk, I don't know the price. Car too, I don't know the price. I don't need to know the price. I have so many members, if I ask, I need car. Last week, I was taking an offering. Somebody bought a car. I'm giving my car as the offering. I don't have money. Here's my car. The spirit of might is upon you. Sit down. Listen. People who don't believe in the Holy Spirit don't believe in God. You don't really believe in God. You've just come to get some motivational steps. Steps to what? This is not a school. Look, you can go to Gimpa and hear all those things. What I'm saying, you won't hear it in Gimpa. All these things, you won't hear it in Gimpa or Legon. This is not Legon. I mean, it's Legon, but it's not. We are not having a lecture. We are in Legon. Are we not in Legon? We are in Legon. Oh, this place is not Legon. It's Legon. What is that? We are not having a lecture. I'm not giving you 7 points for marketing. No. These are not essentials of administration. This anointing. Explain it how you want me. I've been to school, but I choose to believe in anointing. I believe that if your eyes will open, you'll see a golden brown, like a fur-like cover on me. Yes. You see it? It's a mantle. That's what enables me to do what I'm doing. That's why I'm advertising the anointing to you. I'm saying that, look, the anointing makes you beautiful. You say, so what can it do for me? It can do for you. It go do for you. It go do for you. It go do for me. Beauty alone. Madam, you see, when the anointing is on you, more than 14 people will propose to you. Yes, like, oh, it's true. It's true. They will be coming like that. Beauty. So I'm going to look out for these signs. Number one, I'm going to be looking out for whether you are a minister, you are a priest, you are preaching. The Spirit of the Lord is among you. He has anointed me to preach. You must become a bus captain, a fellowship captain, something, anything. You must become a star. You must be at the camp that is coming on soon. Hey, you must have podcasts. You must become a minister of God. People must call you Osofo and say, yes, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? When they want to call for somebody to pray in your class, they have to call you. There is no other better person to pray than you. Amen. Yes. Then it comes to righteousness. Your life is changing. How many have been very wild liars before? The whole church. Hey. That is changing today. So righteousness, working for God, and then prosperity. Of every type, whether marriage, the riches of the Gentiles. Believe it. You put your hand in your pocket. Amen. You bring it out. Amen. Oh, sorry. And you have to put it back because you brought out euros.
You brought out dollars. You brought out pounds. And you were looking for CDs. That would be your story. Somebody here, I just saw a vision. Do you see how they put 50 CDs in a wad like this? You are going to receive pounds like that in a wad like that. Take one like this. Take one like that. Receive it. From today, every day is Christmas for you in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. Take some of your oil out of your head, out of your hand. Put just a drop on your head, on your hand. Just put a bit of oil on your hand and close the bottle and put it back. Pull it down. If somebody doesn't have, Jesus said, the Bible says, if anyone is sick, let him call for that they should pray and anoint him. Whatever sickness is in you, by the anointing, it goes out. Whatever financial sickness, marital sickness, emotional, whatever is different from the anointing is going out of you. Anointing him with oil. Anointing him with oil. Anointing him with oil. In the name of the Lord. Place your hand on your head right now with the anointing. Father, thank you. As every one of our children here has been anointed, I know it's a day of the anointing. I declare it's an acceptable year for everyone here in Jesus' name. I declare that it's a good year for everyone here in Jesus' name. I declare that it's a year to find what is lost. It's a year to find what is missing. What has been searched for a long time is finally coming into our hands today. Receive your long-awaited parcel in the name of Jesus. Receive your long-awaited parcel in the name of Jesus. Now, by the anointing, I declare you to be a preacher. I declare you to be a minister of God. I declare you to be a priest of God. I declare you to be a tree of righteousness. All forms of wickedness are going out of your life today in Jesus' name. You are healed from wickedness. You are healed of your sins. You are healed of your mistakes. Whatever mistake you have made in your life, you are cured of it today in Jesus' name. And now, ugliness is taken away. Receive beauty for ashes. Receive the oil of joy. Receive the garment of praise. I declare vengeance on your enemies. In the name of Jesus, whatever stands in your way, whatever opposes you, whatever hinders you, I declare it cursed today in Jesus' name. Every child and member of this group, this mission, this church is declared anointed and blessed today. Whatever the riches of the Gentiles are that you have been seeing on television but you haven't held it before, I declare the riches of the Gentiles are transferred into your hand today in the name of Jesus. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. Be anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. The the mountain that stands before you. I declare it and command it to move away now in Jesus' name. The obstacle that is standing high, I declare that it is no more found anywhere in the name of Jesus. You are a blessed child. Your wedding is coming on soon. Your wedding is coming on soon. Your marriage is a nice marriage. The oil of joy is given to you. The oil of joy is given to you. The oil of joy is given to you. You and your wife, you and your husband, you shall be called trees of righteousness. You shall be called ministers of God. You shall be called priests of God. People will be asking, why do you work for the Lord? Why do you go? Where are you going again? And you will say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach the word of God. Thank you, Father. Receive the anointing. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. It's flowing all over this place. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Be healed. Be delivered. Every yoke is broken in your life. Every yoke in your family. Every block in your background. Every sin. Every wickedness. Every obstacle is broken today by the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God right now for His power. Thank God right now for His grace and His mercies. Manchala baba ba sata baba. Marila la mama sandolo mokabara dala mama delede. La shetele baba sandala ma. Maria dele bele bele mele mele. For your shame, whatever made you ashamed, whatever made you ashamed, receive double, receive promotion, receive elevation, receive a lifting of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Mama Shantela Bakabara Dala Mamande Semandala Mamanda. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Lift your hand and thank God right now. Just thank God for His blessing in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Araba shetele baba baba baba. Mesata la baba bara dala baba. Mariande le besito lo mo kabara dala baba. Maye la mama shando kabara la mama dele. La kila la basuta la baba da. What your hand cannot do, God is doing it for you. What your strength cannot do, God is doing it for you. What your own might cannot do, God is doing it for you. Not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As every head is bowed, every head bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you are not born again, you are not a born again Christian, want to give your life to Jesus Christ, pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Maybe somebody invited you, but in your heart you know you are not a Christian, not a born again. I want to be born again now. I want to turn to God and serve God from today. Pastor, help me. If you are here like that, wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. If you are here like that, pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want to serve God from today. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't understand even born again, but I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. Lift your hand. I see all your hands. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. If you have lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come. Come and stand here. Come.
Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus
come.
Is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat.
Come on, come to Jesus.
Come running, come running, come running. find your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
Lift your hands in front here. Close your eyes. Everybody lift your hand. Everybody say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to Jesus Christ today. Oh God, have mercy on me. I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry. All my sins. I'm sorry for them. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus Christ. I give my heart. I give my soul. I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, lift your two hands like this and say, Dear Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From today, I will serve God. From today, I will serve God. I belong to Jesus and I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Don't go, don't go, don't go. I want to talk to you just 1 second. When they come, just give to them. Just give to them quickly. Hallelujah. Listen, I've given you one of my books. It's called How You Can Become a Strong Christian. How You Can Become a Strong Christian. Is it a good book? Is it a good book? Very good. So, what we are going to do, what we are going to do, God is blessing your life and changing you today, from today. This is a changing, this is a turning. A lot of the people here, how many who are standing here, you once came forward like this and gave your life to Jesus? Look at all this, they came forward. Look, turn around and look. They came forward like that and gave their life to Jesus. And now they are changed. So today is a turning point for your life. Amen. I said turning point of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. So when we close, where should they go? You see over there, that space over there where the light is. All of you, come there. We are going to talk to you there for just 1 minute. If you are holding the book, then you come there. When we close, you are blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Give the Lord a clap offering. It's time for communion. Amen. Be seated. Now we are receiving communion. And what a blessing to have holy communion. Why are we having communion? Because you've been eating normal food in the house every day. If you come and receive a supernatural meal, is it not a good thing? Change of diet. The communion that is entering your stomach is going to join with the other things you've eaten. The kenkes and the fufuis and the amadan and other things that are in your stomach. And they are going to discharge healing anointings into your body. Every service is a miracle service. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have you received your wine and your bread? Not yet. Wow. Okay. Whilst we are waiting for the bread and the wine, a couple of announcements. Every Sunday, we have 2 services in the morning here. One is at what time? 7:30. 7:30. And then the second, which is this one, our main service, is 10:30. So always is here, no matter what happens. 7:30 and 10:30. Okay? Now, but our church starts on Saturdays. We have church for 24 hours before we close. Amen. Because we shall be called the priests of the Lord. We shall be called ministers of God. We shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. At the same time, we'll be counting dollars and euros. People will be wondering, are you able to combine? We are able to combine. Ah. All those who came to church with taxi, start taking selfies in the taxi so that you will keep it to show your children that I used to be in taxi, trotro, bus every day. This is a picture of me in a taxi. They will not believe you. They'll say, Mommy, is that you? How many realize that when you see your mother, you can't imagine her as somebody's beloved, like she's doing certain things? I mean, can you imagine it? At all, at all, at all, at all. But that's how she was. How you are is how she was. Even she may have been nicer than you. Some of you, your mothers were prettier than you. Like you are a sort of lower version of your mother. Are you with me? Start taking pictures. And also take pictures in the sand and all that. Because one day, when you come and you see the skyscrapers and all the things here, you say that. Some people will say, it's an American something. You say, look, you are new. We are the founders of the church. You have become a founder. Without intending to be a founder, you are a founder. Is it not amazing? And he says, and they shall build. As you are here and we are building, you are receiving the anointing to build. I'll be dedicating your house soon. You send me a text from your bedroom. And your text will say, Daddy, today I am sleeping in my own room for the first time in my life. Do you believe this prophecy? Your days of renting are coming to an end soon. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, your new house will be far away. There will be snakes in that area. But God is giving you power to overcome all the snakes in that area. One day, we were staying where we were staying, and my mother had a friend, and her friend's husband decided to build a house far away. There was no house in that area, so they moved from where we were far. And one Saturday, my mother said that we are going to visit our friends who used to stay by us. They used to stay near us at Usu. So she said she's taking us to the new place. So we traveled far. When we got to the house, there's no house in the area. And their house was alone. Hey! I've never seen such a place before. When we were children, the house was there, the yard was there, and it's like they were in a field, a wilderness. Do you know where that place is? That place is Jowulu. Today is Jowulu. The far place is Jowulu. The far place that they took us, where there was no houses there. They were saying that, why has this man moved here? Why has he moved here? Why has he moved here? We traveled Saturday. It was traveling. We were traveling. We traveled to visit. Yes. That's why I'm saying that some of you, where you build your house, there are snakes there. But you will conquer them. And people will be surprised that a young person like you can build a house. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I declare it to come to pass. All these testimonies are to show you that you will become a builder. Have you received your bread? Have you received your wine? Healing is coming to your life. Stand to your feet. Father, we declare this to be the body of Jesus Christ. By his wounds we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. As we lift up this body, let the healings be manifested. And let sickness disappear from our lives. Whatever is a curse following anybody to this place is disconnected now. By the power of the manifestation of the body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. The body of Jesus Christ. And now, Jesus said, my blood is drink. Indeed, which means you must have a drink and you must drink of his blood. Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall have eternal life and shall have life. Father, we declare this to be the blood. Whatever is sickness, weakness, bodily pains, malaria, leukemia, infections, cancers, high blood pressures, diabetes, all forms of wickedness, diagnosed and undiagnosed, we declare that as we take this blood, it is neutralized. Whatever sin has brought about that sickness, by the blood, it is canceled. Receive the blood of Jesus.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best.
Blessing for everyone here. I pray for every sickness, every problem, financial problem, every curse, every obstacle, every mountain. Let it be wiped away by this power that is manifested now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your great blessing on everybody who is standing here in this wonderful service today. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone shouted, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewardmills.org. God richly bless you.